El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We got Carl Mislow is going to join us, journalist, and talk about the band Journey. And the news about Stephen Perry, the former lead singer with the group, that a cancer, not the same cancer that he had endured not too long ago. I believe he had another form of cancer, which was a throat cancer or something. But he got a mole removed, which apparently is a melanoma. And I don't know, you know, talking about this stuff, suddenly, man, I feel old, you know.
Well, Phil, you are old. Let's just face that. Let's face the facts, okay? You're old. And you're not getting any younger. You're getting older. And a lot of these bands...
Well, thank you very much for that.
Well, Mr. Hendry, you got half a face of fact.
No kidding. You don't have to put it like that.
What?
Well, you're old, and you're getting older, and you ain't getting younger, you're getting older. I understand that, okay?
Well, a lot of these bands are getting old, too. And I think it's time that the fans of these bands begin to ease it off the gas a little bit. Give these men a break. They're old men. And when you're out there, like this Van Halen last summer, it was this time last year. Excuse me for 1 minute. I'm sorry, Phil.
You know what? I'm going to start just pulling your microphone cord and just not having you have any audio at all if you keep doing that.
Phil, I'm not going, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again.
I know. You don't want to shred your esophagus just so you keep this show belch-free. Well...
Well, what?
Well, maybe you're going to have to.
Not going to happen, my friend. Not going to happen, my man.
Yeah, my man. Well, I'm sorry.
Watch it. So, what about Van Halen? Last summer they had the tour planned, and they decided to not go through with it because the band, you know, they were not getting along.
Well, they weren't getting along, but let me tell you something. They're old men. And these fans, oh, Van Halen, ooh! You're taking a bunch of elderly men, and you're forcing them out onto a stage. Go, more, more, and more. More, Grandpa, and more. Some of them could, I don't know, Phil, I'm speaking in a very extreme way. How do you know there isn't internal bleeding? How do you know that...
What are you talking about?
Mr. Henry, you don't know the state of the health of these guys.
You get them up on a stage, and you jump, do. Now, you're seeing David Lee Roth jumping around, and what you don't see is that there has been an aneurysm. He's bleeding. Maybe bleeding profusely. He's smiling. He won't let on. Perhaps there's been a stroke. How do you know that all of a sudden you might as well... And excuse me, I shouldn't... No.
Well, I think it needs to be said, Margaret.
If that man underwent a stroke halfway through that song, and suddenly you can't hear it because the PA is being drowned out by the cheering...
Yeah.
You might as well jump. Okay. What are you laughing at?
Do you expect me not to laugh at that?
You really, you, Phil, may God have mercy on your soul.
What are you laughing about, Mr. Hendry?
Are you kidding me?
That was a joke.
Can we, Dan Northcraft, this is Margaret.
No, I'm the one that communicates with him, not you, okay?
Well then, act like a human being, please.
I am acting like a human being.
Mr. Henry, what happened to David Lee Roth? He had a stroke out there. And that's what it does sound like.
You know something? If David Lee Roth had a stroke in the middle of that song, I don't think we need to go so far as to demonstrate what it would sound like. I think Margaret did that for some kind of comedic effect.
No, I was not. I was asking you, how do you think the fans are going to react when all of a sudden the rock god, David Lee Roth, the original big hair rock god lead singer, has a stroke? That is a blood clot. That is life-threatening, Phil. I don't see anything funny about that. And suddenly, the blood supply, which also supplies the nervous system, which enables us to communicate to various parts of the body, suddenly that is impaired. And this man is up there jumping around, or more to the point, he is attempting to jump around, but you're seeing him holding his right arm to his side as he does a half-assed leap.
Yeah, only one leg, and the other leg is being held down.
Because of the stroke. So you see a split, but it's not really, it's just one. Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
You know what, Phil? Go straight to hell.
Okay, Margaret, that does it.
No, I'm sorry.
You're gonna get Mr. Hall.
That's pretty rude, right on the air.
It's rude of you to make fun of a man having a stroke.
I'm not making fun of a guy having a stroke. Who had the stroke?
David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth didn't have a stroke. She's saying what would happen if David Lee Roth had a stroke. He's trying to do the splits and only one leg goes up.
Well, you don't know. And then if the guy's had a
paralysis, man. If you have paralysis on one side of the face, he goes, my will go.
Yeah, what are you going to do if he goes, you might as well go?
Okay, so if he says...
And by the way, I'm back. By the way, Phil.
So you just pop right in to make your point.
Yes. This demonstrates and illustrates to a fan base that for the longest time has been, I think, usurious, has been demanding, has been begging and borrowing and stealing and demand, never taking into consideration the fact that these are men that are well past their prime. So it would serve them right to see their rock god with the big hair get up there and go, you might as well give. Yes. Is it funny? To you, yes it is. To me, it's sad.
But about a Def Leppard, too.
Def Leppard has cancer.
Who?
What do you mean, who?
Who in the band has cancer?
I don't know, Phil. Def Leppard has cancer.
Yeah, I'm not going to say the whole band has it.
The whole band has it? Well, no, that's not what we're going to say. You don't know who has cancer in Def Leppard.
I can look it up, but the fact is, the band has cancer. And that Rocket, yeah, what if you heard him go, Rocket? See, these are the things that, well...
So are you saying they shouldn't go on tour?
I'm saying that Journey has a very good case. They could sue their fans for millions.
That ain't going to happen. That would be one of the most... That would be a disaster, a public relations disaster, the proportions of which I don't even want to consider. Journey sues its fans because Steve Perry has cancer. Van Halen sues its fans because David Lee Roth has a stroke. And for the comedic effect...
No, it's not comedic effect. If you go in a courtroom on a stroke, you got to say like that to demonstrate.
Yeah, they'd probably have him come in and do that.
Wouldn't you?
If I'm the attorney for Van Halen, you think I'm going to get David Lee Roth up in front of a courtroom, in front of a jury, and start singing Jump to demonstrate how he's butchering it up?
Yes, you have to. David, go ahead.
Might as well jump. Well.
And, oh my God, I would be sad, sad, sad.
I think it's absurd beyond words.
I beg your pardon?
It's absurd beyond words.
What about Journey?
And Journey hasn't got a stroke, man. As long as we're talking about whole bands having diseases, they have cancer. And it says here, 3 weeks ago, a routine mole was taken off my face. This is Stephen Perry writing on June 6th on his blog. I've had two surgeries in 2 weeks to remove all the cancer cells. I've been told they think they got it all and no other treatments are required. That's very good. But while Perry, 64, had some good news for his fans, he also had a sad story to share. The Street Talk artist also wrote about losing his girlfriend, Kelly Nash, in December to breast cancer. God, that's brutal. They've been together for about a year and a half since Perry spotted her while his friend was editing footage for the Lifetime movie Five about five women battling cancer. Nash, who had undergone a double mastectomy, appeared in a closing segment and asked who she was. She was so strong and so courageous. Oh, this is just sad, man. He said, I've been trying to grieve and not run from this loss for the last 5 months. That's what I've been doing, along with recalling everything being in love with Kelly taught me. Wow. So, poor guy, man. Steve Perry losing a woman that he loves and then being told, you know what, man? I'm going to be totally honest with any of it. There ain't nothing good, man, about getting older. Nothing, okay?
Well, that's ridiculous, Phil. I'm getting older, and I feel as if everything is just... I just feel very... Do. I could dance every morning.
Well, that's fine. But, you know, maybe I'm talking as a guy or something. I don't know. You know, but I mean, I could tell you this. I dig my life today more than I ever have. I appreciate my life today more than I ever have.
Then what is so bad about getting older?
It's because of getting older. It's because it sucks that I've decided that I'm going to just kick as much ass as I can and take as many names as I can and just enjoy as much as I can. One of the things that is, you really get this stale sort of, one of the most stale insults there is for somebody to say to you, hey, old man, something like that, right? Because it's like, are you kidding? That's supposed to be an insult? I mean, nobody can avoid it, you know? It's not like a character flaw,
Oh, you're old, man. You could have avoided that, you know, if you just drinked it more Ovaltine.
Yeah, okay. It's also a place everybody's going to wind up sooner or later.
Well, a lot of people say, I'm going to die young.
Well, okay, go ahead and die young then, man. In fact, you could just go ahead and do it right now if you want. I mean, if you think dying young is going to happen to you, and you'd much rather die young than get old, you can end it tonight if you'd like.
Well, no, I think I'll have a few more years.
Well, until when, man? Like 40? Because when you hit 40, then everybody can legitimately say, you're old. That is the illegitimate old guy, old chick age.
A lot of women is looking better at 40, more and more and more and more.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think so. I agree with you. But anyway, so what else do we got? So that's a drag. So I was rolling a little bit of Journey there during the break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We also have some other news on, what is this? Another sober driver charged with DUI, even though he had a .0000 blood alcohol content. What in the... We'll be right back with that and more. Mr. and Mrs. Wheeler. And, and the Johnny Two Sheets discussion continues here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, a backstage pass. 1 month is $9.99. You get all of our live streaming video casts. You get our online archives. You get our daily podcast. And you also get, of course, our daily classic podcast. And today's classic podcast is, Bud?
Yeah, it's Art Griego I forget.
You forget, huh? It's Art Griego and the very famous Halloween 2000 broadcast of Witches and Goblins. Apparently,
Art believed
that, you know, you've got to be aware of these things. So it's pretty nuts, and it's our daily classic podcast. Today's is free, by the way. Our Monday classic podcast is always a free download. So check it out, see what you're missing from philhendryshow.com. You'll be glad you did. Okay, everybody's talking about this NSA leaker, you know? And
who's that?
This guy that leaked documents and everything. I thought, is this a different guy from the Bradley Manning guy, right?
Yeah, it was a different. Bradley Manning was that guy in the army, and this other guy is just some geek.
He's some young man who's trying to tell the truth on what the Big Brother is doing, but the Big Brother is... I'm a supporter of President Obama, so I don't think it's President Obama.
Who is it, George Bush?
Oh, what does that mean? Who is he, George Bush? Are you saying that George Bush didn't do this?
No, that's the whole thing. George Bush did it. Obama's doing it. But these jackballs on Fox News, now they're trying to turn this into, oh, well, Obama.
Phil, don't start getting political. You'll get your ass handed to you every time. You might as well just... Here, I got it, Phil.
Don't even my ass handed me.
Oh, hold on. You might as well just... Know what I'm saying?
Isn't that funny? All right. Jesus, bud, what's with you?
Yeah, man, it's almost like you're taking laughing gas or something.
I didn't do anything wrong.
No, but that laugh of yours is...
What?
Sounded like a freaking hyena. All right, sober driver charged with DUI. An Ohio man was charged with DUI. Get a load of this. An Ohio man was charged with DUI after her was pulled over by police.
Well, obviously they mean an Ohio woman.
No, they mean an Ohio man. 64-year-old Jesse Thornton...
That could be a lady.
That could be a woman's name.
Mr. Thornton?
It still could be a misprint on the mister.
Or maybe they just are wrong when they said her.
Well, what other word could that be, Phil?
He?
Let me see. H-E-R. How do you spell H-E?
Let me see it.
I'll do it. H-E-R is her.
Yeah.
After he pulled over?
No, after he was.
I don't.
An Ohio man was charged with DUI after he was pulled over by the police, despite the fact... What now?
Well, you should read it the way it's written, Phil.
Yeah.
Why?
The integrity and the honesty of the truth of the news is at stake. Read it the way it's written, please.
Margaret, you don't direct things around here.
Get David Hall.
You don't. I don't give a damn if he does get David Hall. You don't direct things around here. Understand? This is something that I'm in charge of. And yeah, David.
I agree with Margaret in the sense, Phil. And by the way, thank you, Margaret, for calling me. It's a good thing we got the red light installed in the car here. Right now, we're on our way over to dinner. Aren't you going to ask?
How are you tonight, David? Everything good?
Yeah, it is. And Daphne's with me. She actually heard that, and she is the one that nudged me and said maybe you ought to give him a call. I would read it the way it's written.
Okay, that's great. Thank Daphne for me.
You're not going to give me an argument?
No, that's all right.
Well, I think obviously he doesn't mean that, David.
Yeah, we'll be monitoring. Thank you.
Would you mind if I just talk to him?
I'm just trying to keep the program honest.
All right, I'll read it the way it's written. An Ohio man was charged with DUI after her was pulled over by the police, despite the fact that a breathalyzer test showed he had a blood alcohol content of 0.000. 64-year-old Jesse Thornton, who now lives in Surprise, Arizona, said cops told him...
I see that. My God, it does exist. How about that?
What are you doing, Margaret?
Surprise, Arizona, you jackass. Don't you recognize it?
Yeah, that's the name of the movie with Frank Sinatra.
The name of the movie with Frank Sinatra, huh?
Yeah.
The name of that movie was Suddenly.
But wasn't it the name of a town?
Yes. So you're telling me they're basing it on this town? Maybe they were. I don't know.
That doesn't excite you?
No, it doesn't, quite frankly. I could give a damn. 64-year-old Jesse Thornton, who now lives in Surprise, Arizona, said cops told him that they could tell he was drunk simply by looking at him. Mr. Thornton explained that in the evenings he runs errands and goes to the gym, but a late-night swim might have led to the DUI accusation. He was arrested for DUI despite having nothing in his system. Surprise Police Department paperwork shows Thornton was pulled over for crossing the white line in his lane. An officer walked up and said, I can tell you're driving DUI by looking in your eyes. I take my glasses off and he says, you've got bloodshot eyes. And he said, well, you know, I've been swimming. It's no surprise he's being harassed by local police. Having been pulled over 10 times, I couldn't even sit on the ground like that. And they knew it, and I was like laying on the ground. Then they put me in the back of an SUV, and I asked the officer to move her seat up because my hip hurt, and she told me to stop whining. Thornton said two other officers arrived, and they conducted the sobriety test. With a BAC of 0.000, the situation should have been resolved quickly, but Thornton was evaluated for possible drug use as well. Yes, I do the breathalyzer, and it comes back 000. Mr. Thornton told police his eyes were likely red because he had just come from a local swimming pool. While in custody... A drug recognition expert, a DRE, is called in to test him. After he did all the tests, he says, I would never have arrested you. You show no signs of impairment. I've been stopped 10 times in Surprise and given 4 tickets. It's amazing, Mr. Thornton said. He was released after police found no evidence of alcohol in his blood. However, his car was still impounded for 3 days. He's now suing the Surprise Police Department. I then get this message that my license is being suspended and I have to take some sort of drinking class or something, he said. Mr. Thornton now claims that it wasn't DUI, but motivated by... dun 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 dun. What?
Well, I don't know.
He's black. I was driving while black, he proclaimed. I just don't want any of this to happen to somebody else. His latest incident with Surprise police officers prompted him to hire a lawyer with plans to sue the department for $500,000. I would.
Now, wait just a minute, Mr. Henry. That's a mistake. That...
You know what I think is really interesting? I held back the fact that he was black to the end of the story. I'll bet you anything, knowing you, bud, you would have said, yeah, those cops.
Yeah, you would have, man.
No, not necessarily.
Yes, you would have. You would have said, yeah, look at how those cops are hassling this guy. How stupid can you be? They pulled a guy over 10 times. Obviously, there's something with his, you know, the way that this man's body processes stress or processes fatigue and makes it look like he's drunk, whatever. They pulled a guy over 10 times already, so they know there's an issue with this gentleman. He's 60-some-odd years old. Who knows? But they know it has nothing to do with alcohol being impaired. And now, because when you find out he's black... Now you're on the side of the cops.
I didn't say that. I just said, how do you know that it wasn't made something else like crack?
Dad, you're saying it's crack, man.
Hey, watch it. Yeah, crack. I think it's pretty interesting. I should have gone through that whole story and never mentioned the guy's race at all and then asked people what they thought. I bet you everybody, because I've done those stories before. I've done a million of those stories before. I did a story about a lady. I think it was Texas. We'll talk about it when we come back. She was tased by this young cop because she would not stand still and take the ticket that he was writing. She tried to get in the car. She got tased. Everybody came out against the cop in this old lady's favor. And I said on the air, I bet you anything, if that woman had been black, it would have been the other way around. And,
well, you don't know that.
Yeah, I do. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
About a giant duck.
I'm not saying you got... Hold on for a minute. Turn that down. We're looking for this giant duck.
I don't know where the giant duck is, okay?
How do you lose a giant duck, bud?
Not my responsibility.
It isn't his responsibility, but there's... There. Now, if you look on Phil TV in HD, in Pittsburgh, this giant duck has arrived. Now, wait a second. That's not it, is it? That's some amphibious duck bus. What the hell's going on around here?
Man, I don't thought about the giant duck.
Just ducky tours. Oh, you get out of here. I had that duck dead to rights, man. Okay? And,
What do you mean dead to rights?
I just played a video that showed that giant duck in Hong Kong, and Dan tells me it's a... There's a giant duck, and when I say giant duck, it's a big rubber duck, folks. Oh, wait a minute. I think I've found it. It's a big rubber duck, and what this thing is supposedly, it is an environmental... it's a statement... of solidarity when it comes to environmentalism, et cetera, so on and so forth. And I did have a video of it in, I think it was Hong Kong. And to today, apparently, it has arrived in the grand city of Pittsburgh, the city of the three rivers, right? The city of the, you know, the good times. So I wanted to check this out to see if we had any video on this, and I believe we do. Giant rubber duck leaves Hong Kong. Giant leaves Hong Kong. Giant duck. Where the hell is this damn duck in Pittsburgh, man?
Well, we'll find it, Phil.
All right. I actually have a video of it here in front of me, but I can't get the link over there right now. I do want to get Dean Wheeler and Emerelda Wheeler on the line here from Novato, California, as we continue this discussion of the Native American ceremony that they held in their yard, Emerelda's singing career, the shooting death of Johnny Two Sheets from the Native American Council. Dean, you are planning a ceremony there tonight, correct?
That is correct, Phil. We are planning a ceremony here in the Northern California Holistic Center, and this will be another one of our purification ceremonies. I was asked by Bill Caldwell, who's a private investigator here in the Novato area, if I would not mind doing... This Native American purification ceremony one more time in the hopes of baiting or otherwise outing whoever had shot Johnny Two Sheets. I asked him about the possibility that these squirrels, no one wants to listen to me. All right, fine.
Well, I mean, that's a little far-fetched.
It may be far-fetched, but the fact of the matter remains, it was, I thought it was a viable argument, and I did not want my wife to take the heat on this by herself. I have, and again, I have to ask you, why are you showing pictures of a duck when we're talking about the death of Johnny Two Sheets and my wife's singing career?
This is, I'm sorry, I wanted to get this image up on the screen because I've been telling people about it.
Excuse me, Dean, you're not the only one in this world.
Who is speaking, please?
This is Margaret Gray.
Well, Margaret, I thought you were, wow, I mean...
You know, I'm not completely on your side. This is not all about you. We've been looking for these pictures of this duck.
Well, you can look for ducks all you want.
We're not looking for a duck. It's a giant rubber duck.
A giant rubber duck? And my wife, her freedom is at stake, and there's a dead man in my yard? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know...
But there's not a dead man in your yard now.
No, but there was. And,
That, I think you've only got yourself to blame for that. Now, Phil, would you continue with the duck, please?
Excuse me, Phil, are you telling her, is she...
Margaret, hold on for a minute. If you wouldn't mind, Dean, let me just tell people, this is the giant duck that came over from Hong Kong and now it's there in Pittsburgh.
So that is Pittsburgh. That's look at how lovely Pittsburgh is. Remember when it used to be, everyone said Pittsburgh was such a horrible hole. It was really just a hole where people would go and throw themselves in to die. And now it is a gleaming, glowing, lovely city there in the summer with the big duck. Isn't that lovely? I love that.
You know, Margaret, you can distract all you want from the problems that I'm having and that Emeralda's having and that...
Johnny Two-Sheet.
Well, Johnny Two-Sheet's got no problems anymore.
Johnny Two-Sheet's got gunned out of a tree for reasons that we're still looking at.
Oh, are you? Well, thank you, Detective Sergeant Gray. For my money, I have come on this program.
All right, let me do this, all right? I don't know if we got Bill Caldwell or not. He is the private investigator who had the theory about this, the squirrels. But in any event, we are talking with Dean Wheeler, and I know that you have the Native American Council ready to gear up and begin another purification process this evening. Are you in the yard now?
We're coming out in the back, and Emeralda, honey, could you shut the sliding glass door? Well, if you've got dip, bring the dip. Yeah, they're playing. You can hear them playing, Phil?
Yes, I can.
All right. That is. Okay, that's Pete Thunderbear, and I think that's his brother-in-law, Pete. Pete Wallaby? Pete Wallaby and Pete Thunderbear.
They're with the Northern California...
They're with the Chumash Tribal. Pete Thunderbear, Pete Wallaby, Pete Walking Man. And Pete Crawling Man. Here's Pete Stroke Man. Not Pete Stroke Man, I'm just joking there. But that is Jerry. Okay, Jerry. Thanks, Jerry. Set up over there. They're bringing their bongos in or whatever you call them. What, honey? They're not bongos, Phil.
Well, they're Native American percussion instruments.
Yeah, okay.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, Phil, I believe I'm the one that's more conversant with Native American culture. If I call them bongos... Yeah, when you say Native American percussion instruments, it sounds extremely affected.
I know what he's saying, Phil.
Oh, well, okay. I don't want to sound affected. I want to sound authentic, like you, Dean.
Excuse me. I may not be authentic. I've come a long way, Phil, from a heroin bust in New Jersey, beating Emeralda, and now I manage her career. All right, so everybody's setting up. We've got two bear, whatever the hell he's called. There's Jimmy Papa Bear, Jerry Mama Bear, and...
Is there a baby bear?
Is there baby bear? God, how I hate you.
Well...
All right, so they're setting up now. And let's bring in my next-door neighbors are here. Clara and Elvin Wood, how are you guys, huh? Are you looking forward to the purification process? Can you hear them, Phil?
No, Nick, get the phone closer to them.
Are you looking forward to the purification process?
What you call?
The purification. I misspoke. I said plurification.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and it looks really interesting.
And how about you, Mrs. Wood?
I think it's kind of, it looks Native American. It looks authentic.
You very much want to do it and everything.
Okay, so go over here to the end of the metal that's being heated right now. I've got three electricians in, and the Native Americans. You see the flute music?
Yeah, it's very authentic.
Well, try not to act like a clod, you know, because it's... Okay, boy, things sure have changed, Phil. Used to be back in the hippie times, everybody was kind of into the groove. Now I got, you know, these... Okay, now, what we're going to be doing, and I hope that this is something that we can all... Okay. Hey.
What is that? Okay, now I'm hearing squirrels.
Yeah, it's up. Shut up. Shut your holes. Okay.
All right, what's going on?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. All right. And you can hear Billy Two Bears and Martin Wallaby.
And what's that?
That's the name. Those are their names.
Billy Two Bears?
Phil, don't. You've got no business mocking Indian names, okay?
I'm not trying to mock them. The names seem to be changing. Didn't you have Jerry Daddy Bear?
Yeah, I did. You going to make a joke out of that?
Bill, why don't you grow up?
What do you mean? He's telling me about Daddy Bear, Mama Bear, and Baby Bear.
Thank you very much.
Oh, come on, man.
But you're the one who did it.
I didn't do anything. What a lightweight. Now we got to call this guy back?
Well, Phil, if you want to have the purification process on and see if we can recreate the gunplay from the other night.
I heard squirrels. Are you trying to tell me that, uh-oh, here they come. Better go up there and frisk them.
Well, probably wouldn't be a bad idea. But now all of you talk about Baby Bear.
Now, Mr. Henry, you talk about Baby Bear, he felt very marked.
I don't care how he feels. This guy, Dean Wheeler, and his wife, they really have got to get a grip on reality. They've been butting into this show. Everything's got to be it's all got to be their way. You can't do this, and you can't do that, and shut up, because my wife's singing, and I can't talk about it right now, because Emerald is up there with the horn player. I'm telling you, man. Now he's got the Chumash Council in there, and Jerry Daddy Bear, and Baby Bear, and they're all playing their music.
Well, look at you mocking the native culture. People that were... They were butchered by the hundreds of thousands, and you think it's funny.
No, I do not think that's funny. No, I don't. I'll tell you what I think mocks them. This crap that Dean's having at his house right now.
What do you mean by that?
Exactly what I said. Mr. Suburbia up there with his holistic council. These white people that are trying to mix and mingle, they bug the hell out of me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of agree with you.
You can't say nothing about it. You're not no Indian.
No. I got Indian blood in me.
Yeah, no you don't. Just because you're black doesn't mean there's Indian too.
What's that supposed to mean?
All black people think they're part Indian just on account of to legitimize it.
Why don't you shut up, bud?
Well?
Just be quiet. All right, so I got to work at getting this guy back on the air. Because he can't take a joke about Baby Bear, Daddy Bear, and Mama Bear.
I'm telling you, Phil, you should stop.
And in the meantime, while we are getting him back on the line, there's the duck in Pittsburgh floating along. If I can get some video out of that, I certainly will try. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, final segment of this hour, coming up. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
We found it, the giant duck. It's not a giant, it's a four-story high duck that's in the Three Rivers there in Pittsburgh, and so that's where that's at. I can't waste any more time with it.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say this. This is Margaret Gray.
I have a guest on the line.
I know that. Get him up on the line. Dean, hi. Dean, this is Margaret Gray. Dean, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Margaret.
I just want to say one more thing about the duck, and we'll get back to you.
You people...
I know.
You're probably cursing you out.
No, I know. Hold on. The duck that was in Hong Kong is not the same duck that is coming to the United States. That I find dishonest. That I find disingenuous.
Why?
Well, I think that we expect that if you say there's a giant duck, or the giant rubber duck, or this Netherlands artist, you say, oh, isn't this interesting? He's bringing his duck here. Well, no, he isn't. Unless that's a euphemism for something more... personal, and I'm not trying to be funny, but in a way I am. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, that's very funny. Okay, I'm sorry, Margaret. It's not that funny.
Fine. He didn't bring the duck anywhere. The duck is in Hong Kong, and that's where it'll stay, and a new duck will be developed or built here in America, in Pittsburgh. I'm Margaret Gray.
Thank you, Margaret, for that report.
You're welcome. You don't have to be sarcastic.
I'm not being... All right, Dean, so...
By the way, let me just say, Margaret, this is Dean Wheeler. I'm very, very appreciative of the duck report, and that was really great. Jesus.
Oh, what a smartass.
Well, you know something? We're wasting a lot of very valuable time. I've had the flute players. I put them on hold here. Emeralda, are you ready to go? All right. Jerry Two Bears, one, two, and a one, two, three. All right. And I'll bring my neighbors Elvin Wood over, along with Marguerite, his wife. And now we begin the purification process, Elvin. You will walk across this white-hot metal in your bare feet.
Okay.
And at the other end, you will enter into the porthole of awareness. Now, as I bring down the shroud, which... Okay, there, you see that?
Okay, so you've got squirrels.
Really? Is that what they are? I didn't know that. I've got a man that's dead. A dead man. A dead man who was shot.
Okay, I understand you got a guy that was shot. You don't need to talk about the squirrels so much as what was in that gym bag that your wife had.
Amarilda, did you shoot? Oh, boy.
Go at it again.
Did you shoot Johnny Two Sheets? She's shaking her head. No, she did not. See what I'm saying? See that? Okay. All right, and now come across.
That's it. Just ignore them.
That's what I'm trying to do. Now come across the white hot metal, Elvin.
It hurts.
Hurts, doesn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
All right, just come on. Continue walking across.
You want to shut him up?
Okay, hold on. Hold everything. Shut up. Shut up. Thank you. All right, continue walking. Shut up. All right, I'm going up the tree.
Wait a minute. That's exactly what happened to Johnny Two Sheets.
Do I look like I care?
I'm going up the tree.
Hey. Shut your hole. Shut your hole. Shut. I'm going up the tree, Phil. I'm coming up the bark. Now, keep playing. Don't you guys stop playing. All right, Elvin, keep walking on the metal.
You lucky.
That's right. Thought I was. Come on.
What are you doing, man?
I'm shooting at him. Come on. Say something. Yeah. God, I keep missing. Come on. Damn it. I can't hit the broadside of a barn. Come on.
Are you shooting at the squirrels?
No, I'm shooting at the sun. Yes, I'm shooting at the squirrels. Look at that. Had no effect at all. No effect. I gotta reload. God.
You know something, Dean?
No, I gotta reload. Hand me those. Give me those shells, Emeralda. Give me the shells. Out of the bag. 1, 2, 3.
Dean,
Shut up. I'm gonna do this my way. I got it. Yeah, look at that. See? Come on! Are they dead? Oh, come on!
Yeah, obviously you're not hitting any of them.
You think so? Come on, you dirty! Come on! I'm coming down the tree.
Might as well. Look, Dean, I think it's ridiculous to think that squirrels are the ones that are causing the mayhem that if, you know...
Yeah, you hear that? Shut your mouth.
All right, Dean, I'm going to break, okay?
Yeah, go ahead and break at my moment of failure. You go right ahead and break. That's perfectly fine. Shut up! No, it's not doing anything.
Hold the line. Sounded to me like the,
Well, it sounded like the Native American Council had suspended the music,
He's obviously, not himself. I don't know how many rounds he fired off and missed every time.
Yeah, not like the squirrels ain't there. They're right in front of him. Well, you don't know, man. Have you ever tried to shoot it up?
If I ever try to shoot out with a squirrel? No, I never had a shootout.
I didn't say shootout, man. I said you ever tried to shoot one.
No.
You mean a shootout?
I didn't say shootout.
No, Bud, you said it.
You ever had a shootout with a squirrel?
No, I've never had a shootout with a squirrel, which means they'd be shooting back.
That's what they seem to think.
There ain't no way, okay? And I've never had a shoot... I'll tell you right now, Dean Wheeler sounds like he's ready to just come unglued. I don't even think that guy's... He's not playing with a full deck right now. He's in big, big trouble, and it's getting worse as the minutes go by. Listening to that guy, he went up the tree, he couldn't get him for love or money, and came back down the tree, and now he's reloading, and God knows what else he's doing. And he's only firing like one shot at a time. I don't know.
Well, I haven't heard Emeralda in any of that, and I know that she's got a singing date later on, either tonight or tomorrow night, and that's going to be difficult. So it's anybody's guess at this particular time, Phil, what is going to be happening there. Okay, what is this?
Okay, Bud?
Yeah, I've got it there.
Hi, Phil. It's Dean Wheeler, and we've started the second phase. I don't give a damn about the squirrels. I'm going to ignore them. All right, yeah, that's great. Okay, I don't care about them. We're doing phase two of the purification now, as Elvin and his wife will be going over the heated metal. That's it. Don't pay any attention to them. Don't pay any attention to them.
I thought I was doing it.
Don't pay any attention to them. All right. May the Great Spirit, as has been foretold, in the oh God, kill it, you guys! Hey, two bear, knock it off! It ain't working, man.
I paid for it.
I don't give a damn what you paid for. It ain't working, okay? And
I won't listen to that at all.
Well, yes.
So either they get that private investigator over there with his theory on squirrels, or they get a cop over there, or get an ambulance, or get somebody with a hypodermic full of Thorazine or something, because Dean done gone wacky. World famous Phil Henry Show back with our final hour right after this.
Phil Henry.